Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hiya there, it's Garbled Twistery, and yep, you guessed it, the election is over. So that means we get to start the super-dee-duper in-between election episodes. Oh yeah. So what fantastic event happened in 1801? Well, to be honest, not much fantastic was happening in America in 1801, especially after that wackadoodle election. But I mean, whoa, look at that boat. I don't think I've ever seen one like it, not in America at least. What's it called? A yacht? A yacht? Are you sure it's called that? Because that sounds like another word for a cup of milk that's been sitting out for too long. A yacht. Well, I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've seen it here in the U.S., one of these luxury boats. What'd the owner name it? Oh, the Jefferson, of course. Moving on up! Whoa, hold your horses. It's named the Jefferson. There isn't an S. This behemoth was named after President Tommy. I mean, after it was built by some dude from Salem named Chris Crown in the Shield, he put it in the Massachusetts Bay, because, like, where else are you gonna put the thing, SeaWorld? And I mean, all he did with it, really, was stuff the boat with limited edition Parmesan cheese Doritos. You know, the guests. But whenever a big fat storm came around, Mr. Crown in the Shield would always get in this freaking yacht and go out to sea to try to rescue people among the dead boats. If this isn't some hero for hire nonsense, I don't know what is. But hey, at least less people were drowning. And later on, when the ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling war time came around, a crowd in the Shield was all like, oh, pick me, I can help. So he, like, put a bunch of cannons on the yacht, and bippity-bobbity-boo was a warship now, I guess. But enough about the boat. Who even was this Crown in the Shield guy? How does he have all this money to build the first American yacht, Well, his dad and his granddad were merchants in India. So that'll get you a lot of money, especially in around the 1800s mark. Yeah, that's gonna get you some money. Anyways, as a lad, he went to regular public school, but that changed when he turned 12, because that's when he realized he wants to learn a whole lot of boat stuff. So he became like a boat secretary or whatever, and took a bunch of boats to both sides of India, whatever that means. And when his dad died, he got all that money moolah. So that's how he got all this free time to ride around in his fancy pants yacht before yachts were even an American fad. Anyways, if you were to talk to one of his friends about George Crown in the Shield, they would say that he was stubby, like 5.5 feet tall stubby, and he was the epitome of the stereotype of the fiery whippersnapper short person. And he would always be riding around town in his weird yellow carriage, and he was always wearing freaking weird clothes, and he had this really unusual obsession with rescuing people, especially from shipwrecks. But I mean, this neediness to always be involved wasn't always, like, a good thing. Like, there was that time where the Crown in the Shield guy was all like, take my money, I want to commission a warship to do war stuff. And the bigwigs of DC did take the money, and when Mr. C sent the ship out to do war stuff, everybody on that ship got freaking killed, okay? Also, a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend's uncle told me that he built another yacht to try and rescue that other angry short whippersnapper. What's his name again? Oh yeah! Neapolitan Ice Cream Bonaparte. But I mean, there's no proof of this being true and all. Also, another fun fact. Crown in the Shield never got married. But I mean, who in their right mind would share all that money, right? He did have a daughter named Clara, though, and don't worry, Clara and her mom were in the will. So at the end of the day, Mr. Crown in the Shield was pretty much a kooky, harmless little rich dude who was always ready to jump in with his money and help the cause. And personally, I think we need more rich dudes to be adorable like him. So yeah, If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, how Astaroth is actually a golem, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Next time, we're going to school, but not any old school. We're going to war school. Annie, you better get your gun, because you're going to West Point Academy. Learn yourself some discipline, you little minx. See you next time.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
That money, money, moolah.